Hi there. Today we are going to actually go into events. So we're going to go into our settings. We're going to check our integrations. So when you go into integrations, you can actually integrate directly with Zoom. And that will actually sync all your meetings, your webinars, all of that fun stuff right into your events. So then if you have a Zoom event, it'll show on Simplero as well. Now, when you go into your events, it's going to end up showing you right here. This says standard event. I always look at the S and I think Simplero, but the S is any type of standard Simplero event that is going to show right here. You can also see that whenever there is a Zoom one, this X is actually going to be a Z. We're going to go into this test event real quick, since it's already created. And so, as you can see, the title is already right there. You can actually add an internal name as well. The internal name is something that only you can see. It's not going to be visible to anybody else who registers. That is for your own sake and to be able to organize it as well. You can also add labels if you would like. So we're just going to add this testing label so that you can see what it looks like. Now, this is really beneficial if you decide to add events onto a landing page later, so that you can actually filter it based off the label. Then you can go in, you can have it one time, you can have it recurring. If it's recurring, you can have it based daily, weekly, monthly, up to you. Right now, this one is set for Thursdays, once a week for 20 occurrences. You can actually set it up so that it only does it for a specific amount of time. This would be in regards to things like if you only want to have it until the end of the year, you can set it up right there. So we're actually not going to do that right now. We're just going to leave that at the number of occurrences. Next, we have our registration for events. So you can actually do no registration so that people just get it and they're just in the event. Then you can also do the automatic approval and you can do a manual approval. Automatic approval means that they automatically are in, they're registered as soon as they try to go into the event page. Manual approval then is what you have to do in order to approve them and add them to it. Next is the description and the image. So you can add whatever description you want, whatever image. You can send calendar invites to your registrants. This is already going to be populated right now, but you can change it. You can add more, you can add less. This is up to you. But if it is a Zoom event, then they don't need to have this additional calendar invite. You can update the location if it's not in Zoom. You can have a virtual meeting link. You can do an actual physical address. Maybe you have a Facebook address that it's going to be at. And then you can also add triggers. Now, triggers could be really awesome in terms of if a registration is created, then you send them an email, and maybe that email actually tells them, like, thank you so much for signing up in order to finish your signing out. Then maybe you need to have a link. We're gonna actually do a link to an order page, or maybe we'll do the order form. So we're going to change that. Okay. All right. So then you can save that. So if you want, you can have the testing order form. You can go right there. All right. So whenever their registration is created, they'll get a link to the order form. That's not necessary. It's just an option if that's what you would like. So we're going to save that. And then when we go into the events page, now I've already been testing this, but when you register, it's going to pop up and it's going to allow you to register. So say you've successfully registered, your registration is waiting on approval. So maybe you can't attend and you want to cancel, or maybe you have to wait. And then as soon as you get that registration created, you'll get an email, and then you can actually set a trigger. Say you have a trigger on the product that the participant gets approved. So this is what it's going to look like. So this shows a pending registration, and you can either approve or cancel right here. So if you have multiple, you can actually go right here. You can approve, you can deny, cancel, send a quick email, add a tag, all those other things which are similar to tags as well. You can also bulk add or bulk approve, bulk deny, bulk cancel, all right there. And then in terms of if you decide to do an automation, we can go in. We're just going to create a flexible one right now. And we're going to actually do a trigger that for an event, registration is approved. Then we're going to do test event. So you can actually link this to all of your events, but this is actually going to just be a simple one. But we're going to do a wait step. And then you can actually do it based off the event start and the event end. So maybe you want to wait until one day before. And then you can add a step to send a reminder email. So you can just personalize that, send an email, reminder of our event. Just reminding you of our event. All right. And then you can save it. You can actually add the more steps based off what you're thinking, but you can do it specifically of the event start, whether you want it days before, days after, it's kind of up to you. Now, if you want to have it based off of the event end, maybe you want to wait until 2 days after it ends. Okay, then you can add a step and we can do send an email. Thank you so much. Thank you for attending. There you go. So that way, whenever an event registration is approved, like hypothetically, if the event that we had already created in order for it to get approved was based off a trigger of a purchase being made, and then that was approved, then you can add this right here where the once the registration is approved, then they automatically get your reminder emails. There's a lot that you can edit within it. And then let me think what else we might want to do. We got week one live Q&A. So yeah, there's a lot of different things that you can do within events. And then, oh, one more thing before I forget. When we go into landing pages, this is also true on a website. We're going to do a start from scratch just so you can see all the capabilities within events. So you can actually add a section called events calendar. You can have the calendar view. And you can have a list view. Now, if you were to go into the help.simplero.com and look at our upcoming Q&A calls, it's going to show in a list view. But say you want to have a calendar view, and then you can only show those based off the label. So earlier we added the events based, we added a tag for the test event. So then, or a label for the test event. So then you can add only based off of the label. Now, if you have lots of different events with different labels, say you have one that is for Tuesdays or, you know, different labels, whatever you do for your labels, you can actually limit right here if you were to have multiple different ones. You can also change how you want it to look. You can have the different style, which again, this will pull off of your theme and your settings in there. You can add a scroll bar or you can not add a scroll bar, so you can let them go up and down. You can choose not to. That's up to you. And then you can make it transparent. You might not want to do that though, because for example, this is what it would look like, so that it doesn't actually show the box behind it. So there's lots of different ways you can do this, and then we can go into the events list, and this can just make it available on either your membership site or your landing pages or your website, wherever you want to have it within like the landing page type of editor. You can also add the link to join for events that don't require registration. Unfortunately, all of the events that we had already required the registration. You can also only show a fixed number. Right now it shows 5. Maybe we want 10. I don't think there is 10. Maybe as you can see right here, It actually has another one. So when we filter, it disappears. You also can change the width. Maybe you want it medium or full. Right now it's going to be set at narrow. You can also change the padding and the style, media, all of these things. So lots of different things that you can do with events. If you have any other questions in regards to what you can do in events capability or more things that you would like to see, please feel free to reach out in a support ticket, and one of us, some support specialists, would be happy to help you.